Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
You're a true player. You look for every advantage you can get. Congratulations.
You just found it.
The winning edge. Sports gaming strategies and information you won't find anywhere else. 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Know about them.
Keep it here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Wrench, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Shout out to everybody joining us on whatever platform, television, affiliate, app, or radio station you are joining us on. Countdown to a kickoff. Ready for some more action? College basketball, NHL hockey, NBA basketball, NFL news as well. A lot of picks to get to here this evening. Cam's Toronto Maple Leafs in action tonight. In the city of anything but brotherly love in Philadelphia, John Tavares will be a game time decision this evening. But aren't we all, including the raging redhead, Cam Stewart? Let's do this thing, Cam. We got a lot of games to break down today. How you doing?
Yeah, you got him, Rance. Yeah, and we got an early basketball game. Your Michigan Wolverines and the University of Buffalo. That's a 6:30 Eastern tip. So I know you're going to have something to say about that game. Yeah, hockey was great last night. Thank God. I got to give you credit, man. Those totals in those MAC games, that's what it's all about. Even when things go sour, the totals can save you. We'll see what we can do tonight. But, yeah, three more games there. I like the board tonight, Marazzi. I like a lot of NBA. I like all the NHL games. What else is new? And maybe a couple college basketball games thrown in.
Well, let's just recap things. So the Buffalo Bills lost to the Jags as 14.5-point favorites. The Buffalo Bulls got smashed.
Got annihilated.
Last night. And now the Buffalo Bulls step up and take on my Michigan Wolverines this evening. Although the point spread is a little high. I'll tell you what.
It is.
Buffalo basketball is better than Buffalo football.
Way better.
You know, if you look at the two programs. Yes, like Buffalo football or
basketball tournament.
Buffalo basketball's not bad.
Good.
They went to the NIT last year. Yes. They made the NCAA tournament 2 years ago.
Yep.
They're actually a real basketball team. Like, you know, as opposed to, you know, they haven't been a real football team since you and me on our heyday. Drew Willie. Drew Willie and company. Hell of a quarterback, Drew Willey.
Yeah, Drew Willey.
And they choked in that game, Cam. They got
actually
smashed.
He did. I know that UConn didn't even want to be there. Classic Buffalo,
bro.
Oh, they are. They're so brutal. Like they actually wanted it. Like UConn's like, why are we even here in the International Bowl?
UConn smashed them.
They sure did.
We talked about it. Who was that running back? Donald Brown on UConn.
Donald Brown
killed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, we saw some great running backs in that bowl game. Ray Rice.
Ray Rice, we
saw Ray Rice, yep. And Rutgers was there. Donald we Brown. Did. And that's
what
it.
What else did we see? That's about that's it. Well, we saw. I remember that game.
No. And you know what? You know what, though? We saw the Nate Davis and Ball State, that fun Ball State offense.
Yeah.
They played 1 year, Nate Davis and Ball State. Remember, I was always disappointed. I never got a Chippewa game, Cam. Remember, I was disappointed.
That's the thing. I was going to say,
you guys
got to
make it. Come on, Central Michigan.
Yes.
I know. Had him on the show.
Yes.
But they didn't make it. Yeah. Me and Cam were the ambassadors to the International Bowl. It was great.
Yeah, well,
we were treated like VIPs.
What are you? Yeah. International Bowl representatives. Thanks.
We told the story. It was great. We were at the national championship game, and it was like everybody representing each bowl game. We were the International Bowl reps. You got guys in like the Rose Bowl guys, the Fiesta
the
Bowl guys.
Like, yeah.
Me and Cam were like with the Auto Care Bowl guys and the Liberty Bowl guys drinking, looking over at the other guys going, man, it's an expensive hotel we're in, huh? Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Renzi, the ambassador. That's my name.
You're so right. Like I remember we're sitting there drinking like $20 Heinekens, and I look over and I see all these like blonde guys with like hot shit. They're all in the tub. They're having a good time. I go, and I look over our buddy in like the Liberty Bowl. He's like, got one. Like he was beat down like us. I'm like, oh, two different parties here.
It's Liberty Bowl guys were complaining about the alcohol prices. You guys believe the price of the beers in this place?
Yeah. I agree with the
Liberty Bowl guys are getting it for free. We're sitting
exactly.
At the bar like chumps. Isaiah Thomas was there. We won't say who he was with, but he was there.
No, he sure was.
So he was rocking. So well, was nevertheless.
Good form.
Has Odell signed anywhere yet? No.
I don't know. What I love about this story, Odell has narrowed it down to whatever. Hey, Odell, they might not want you. You cleared waivers. Like, there's going to be one team maybe, but they're making this seem out like he can just sit back and go, okay.
No, they all want him, Cam. They all want him because you don't have to pay him this year. Like, you're not taking on $118 million. You're taking on $3 million for 9 weeks.
Yeah, that's something to know. But here's the thing. This guy, the headaches, I don't care. I think me and you have a different opinion about Beckham. Like, I'm just not a fan. I just think he's got a diminishing skill set. He whines and complains and bitches at the quarterback. I'm not going to say Baker Mayfield's perfect, but his act is wearing thin and done. I don't even know if it's worth the money, Marazzi. For $3 million, take a flyer.
Well, I just said $3 million. He's owed $7 million. Like, he would have been paid $7 million, but
yes. He's
a free agent now, so woulda, shoulda, coulda, doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, he's going to get nothing.
Look, the word is, Cam, the Green Bay Packers – have offered him the league minimum. So, like, a minimum paycheck per week to play for the rest of the year for him.
Yeah.
And they almost called his bluff because he said, I want to play with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and the Packers. And I think they've called his bluff. And they said, all right, league minimum. We don't have any money. He wanted to go to New Orleans. New Orleans literally, like, they don't have 30 cents to pay him. Like Sean Payton, basically, I don't have any money.
They're broke. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, like, we got no money. So your Seahawks, though, are still in the mix.
Sports professor Rick Haro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. NFL, FanDuel, DraftKings, PointsBet, BetMGM, the whole panoply of gaming operations and their deals going very well, you would expect with the NFL. But here's a new one. Aristocrat Gaming, 90 countries, 300 jurisdictions, branded NFL games across all casino floors as early as the 2023 season, which will give an opportunity not just to generate increased revenue and excitement, but obviously more bets on a regular basis because these gamblers will have the opportunity to, quote, support their favorite team, even if it's just branding. And the NFL has jumped all in with all aspects of gaming, now, 2023, and way beyond. Sports Professor Rick Haro, Daily Numbers Game.
It has come to our attention that some of you are guilty of
superstition.
Dude, trust us. Winning after an XL pepperoni pie before every game is just a coincidence. Take a breath.
And maybe a diabetes test.
We're your home for the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Oh yeah, thanks, Mean Gene. Let's do this thing. Game time decisions. And Cam, as you can see, I'm rocking the caps today. Rocking the Caps.
Well,
White Caps, baby. And you know who they're playing in the playoffs next Saturday?
Sporting Kansas City.
Yeah, get ready, hey, Parker.
Here's a message for you, LTN. You got a hot Vancouver team against a pretty cold Sporting team. Yeah, it's going to be awesome, Gabe. Sporting came, like, they were hot at the start, but they've been dealing with that guy and the issue with the, remember the gaming and all the other crap.
Hey, the Whitecaps beat Sporting Kansas City 2-1 a couple of weeks ago at BC Place.
Whitecaps are good. I can already tell you, I'm betting Whitecaps in that game, and I hear rattling, so that's probably Parker with a rebuttal.
We'll be taking the Caps. Brian White and the Whitecaps roll into Kansas City.
Ooh,
hopefully the Sporting Kansas City can put more points on the board than the Chiefs have. Sorry, Parker. Go Caps.
Yeah, see, we'll have some fun. LTN's usually good and they fire back. Now they're just like, the Chiefs are even starting to beat them down. Like, I'm hearing a lot less. when I do Pharrell's show, they all come out, Chiefs.
Well, because every show, every guest on every show all day long on the network, the Chiefs are terrible. They're overrated.
Yeah, the Chiefs are like,
hey, listen, our boy Ventura last night, Brooklyn Ventura, he does like the overnight and he does like, he's working for us, on the scene type thing, editing stuff and radio affiliates. And he's doing all kinds of stuff. So he's in our chat every night. All right.
Yeah.
This guy loves Jimmy G. Right?
Oh, I know.
Almost takes it personal.
Yeah.
Like last night he was like, I love you, Gabe, but I've had enough. I can't take this. Like he was going to stop listening to the show because I said Jimmy G sucks. And I said, I don't believe Dalvin Cook. I said, Dalvin Cook's, you're the victim, Dalvin, I'm sure. The same Dalvin Cook that shot someone with a BB gun at Florida State. The same Dalvin Cook that assaulted two people outside of a Tallahassee nightclub.
The same Dalvin Cook
that got arrested for assaulting a woman at Florida State. Yeah. The kid got arrested 3 times at FSU, guys. He ain't no, like, people are acting like he's little Timmy fell in the well. Oh, he's the victim. Yeah, he's the victim.
Yeah, the best is, like, what? I didn't do anything. I didn't keep her hostage. I didn't do anything. She broke into my place and tried to extort me.
120-pound girl.
I'm sure she's going to go into Dalvin Cook's house and she's got control of the situation with a weapon. But then again, Gabe, ex, she is an Army sergeant living in Italy now. Pretty tough gal.
Yeah, they threw that in a bunch of times. Who was that? Lara Croft, Tomb Raider? She came in. Mason people, taking down NFL running backs, tell people gunpoint by herself.
She's
Rambo. She's Rambo. Female Rambo. Make a movie.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Great movie, Rambo.
I enjoy Rambo, too. I haven't seen it in a while.
All right. So let's get to the picks, but just sort of say about... I know. So you don't even want Odell going to the Seahawks. And one thing I'll say about this before I throw it to you is, if I'm the Seattle Seahawks, like if I'm Metcalf and stuff and Lockett, I'd be thinking, why the hell don't you guys figure out how to get me the ball before you're bringing someone else in right now? They don't even know how to use the guys they have right now. And if you want, like, it's a horrible fit. Like, Odell will want to strangle Pete Carroll. Like, Odell, you won't get the ball, bro. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's a dumb idea, Seattle. It's a bad idea in so many parts. It doesn't work, and you already have Metcalf and Lockett. It doesn't.
You
doesn't
said
make,
it.
Like, the same with the Bills, Kemp. People are, maybe the Bills. The Bills were on the odds list. We already have Diggs. We already have Sanders, who are damn good. Let's figure out how to get them the ball.
Exactly.
Right? Let's figure out how to get them the ball. The Patriots make sense. The Kansas City Chiefs make sense. The Packers make sense to me. But you don't even want them on the Seahawks, right?
No. Why would I? Everything you said is true. This team can't figure out how to get DK Metcalf, one of the fastest humans in the league, the ball. He never gets, like, target. And it's a joke. They run the ball with four different running backs all the time. Gabe, you remember the Saints game. It's just the play calling on this team for years has been deplorable. It cost them a Super Bowl. It cost them a playoff win against Dallas. They've had horrible coordinators. And here's the thing. Beckham, you think Cleveland was bad? Gabe, he's going to be like Freddie Swain and him will be battling for their one reception a game. That's exactly what's going to happen. Over under, Odell Beckham, 0.5 catches. Under.
Look like my boy Zay Jones. Jones props. Over under.
You're right. Beckham with the Seahawks, Zay Jones. Half a catch, 5.5 yards.
I don't know, man. Tough one.
All right, so
I don't want him.
Okay, let's do this basketball game first, Cam, because like you said, it's coming up here at 6:30. Michigan and Buffalo. So all kidding aside, like, no one's ever gotten rich betting on any team for Buffalo, guys. Like, we always, like, Cam, can you imagine if we did the city count of, like, wins and losses? Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, Buffalo Bulls over the last 20 years. How's that gone? Every Buffalo team every game.
If you're a sports gambler in Buffalo, you've probably, like, gone from living in, like, a skyscraper to, like, a beat-down bungalow with, like, wood there holding. You know, it's a disaster. Like, you've lost probably a home over the years betting. Bills and Super Bowls all the time. Yeah, every team.
It's a serious topic, Cam, but remember I told you the story about how I saw the story once? I was reading, like, a mainstream news. It's a Daily Beast, and I see. I'm like, Oklahoma City bombing and Buffalo Bills. How the Buffalo Bills and the Oklahoma City bombing are connected. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? So I read the article, and the Timothy McVeigh guy, whatever his name was.
McVeigh.
Yeah. Of course. He was a diehard Bills fan.
Of course he was.
He put all of his money on the Bills against the Washington Redskins at the time, and it was the last straw. Like, basically, you know what I mean? He was already messed up, but they said that the Bills losing the Super Bowl for the second time in a row put him over the top. That he was already hating the government and everything, and then he lost all of his money. He couldn't get a job. He bet all of his money on the Bills. He lost. And next thing you know, I know, I read this. I'm like, oh, my God.
No. I watched your documentary. They actually mentioned that.
He went
to
games. He was a Bills fan. No, it wasn't just casual. He loved the Bills, this guy.
Unbelievable. Like, that's unbelievable. But all the teams in the league, a serial bomber is picking the Bills. I think Buffalo. That's the team. It's unbelievable.
You can't make this up. The Unabomber went to Michigan.
Chicken. I know. You got some bad, no offense, Morency. You got some bad cheese.
No wonder we don't win.
I'm looking at your rap sheet going, okay, Ted Kaczynski, Michigan, McVeigh. Buffalo Bills. I don't like this connection we got going on.
The Unabomber went to Michigan as a student. Then he was brilliant and stuff and was going to become a professor there, but they didn't hire him.
Yeah, and things changed.
And then that's why he sent bombs to universities.
Yeah, manifesto.
After. Yeah, he wasn't a fan. Well, what was it, a fan? So just quick connection. Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I got to tell you something. Good stuff, guys. There's an old movie on. I forgot about this movie. It's kind of like one of those like hipster films, but back in the day, you got to watch it, Morency. It's Buffalo 66. It's about this guy, Christina Ricci's his girlfriend, and it's a Bills Super Bowl, and he loses all of his money. Like the family like has Bills glasses, Tupperware, everything. It's like, it's the best, man. You got to see it. If you love the Buffalo Bills, this movie will
I can't believe I haven't seen this yet.
It's Buffalo 66, it's called. It's with that guy who looks kind of like he does a lot of crack, skinny kind of guy. Like, it was a really good movie. And Christina Ricci's his woman. He's got problems. He's a Bills fan. Loses a lot of money. Watch the film.
It's probably written by a Bills fan. It knows the misery
probably.
Of Bills
fans. Right? Yeah. It's like, in Hollywood, we're looking for scripts. Don't worry, I got one right here. Buffalo
Is Mike
Bills
Jarno in the movie?
Again. Yeah, Mike Jarno. That's his bookie, Mike Jarno.
We miss Mike. I hope Mike's all right. He's been around. He's been gone for a while. With you.
I know people get off the grid and off Twitter, but I haven't heard of Mike Jarno in what, Gabe? What are we talking, 13 years now? Like,
it's been about
a decade?
Five for me.
It feels like six or seven.
The thing is, though, and he's a longtime listener, hardcore guy. The thing is, he's a trucker. Bad things happen on the road, number one. And number two, other truckers don't know. They're like, I don't know. Like, I've spoken to other truckers. I'm like, yo, bro, you're a trucker. You guys must, like, your buddies. You're all truckers, right? He said, no, I haven't seen him in years. I don't know. So we hope you're all right out there, Mike.
Bills I fan. Agree.
All right, so we'll hit the Buffalo Bulls on the other side. But like I said, it doesn't end well. I like the over of that basketball game.
The morning after.
I have to give Carmelo Anthony a lot of love right now. He's 32-1 for sixth man of the year, and I don't know why. Jordan Clarkson has been horrible. He's not winning this award. Hero and Harrell all deserve to be in front of Carmelo Anthony. He's 32-1. You get that guy still in the mix, a month of basketball left, the hedge opportunities will make you blush.
It's the morning after with Ben Stevens. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network. Let's get something straight right here. The Winning Edge
is not luck.
It's sports gaming strategies and information you can use
to make your own luck.
It's over. Right here on the home of the Winning Edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
It's game time decisions. I am Arezzi. All right, let's make some decisions. All right, Cam. So, you know, I can't even believe I'm going to admit this out loud, Cam, but I actually thought today, I was like, oh, man, are Kent State going to win this game tonight against CMU? And I put that fire out. No, they're not. They're not. Central Michigan, the Chippewas are going to get it done again. But let's do a little advance here, Cam. So, and good job, guys, Kent State, Central Michigan. But hold on, we'll get back to the football. I'm setting up the first leg of the parlay here with the Michigan Wolverines versus the Buffalo Bulls. Michigan Wolverines and the Buffalo Bulls. So what are you going to do with this basketball game, Ken? What are you doing here?
I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I think Buffalo...
13.5 now.
You basically said it. Buffalo's a good basketball team. Michigan, obviously better, but that's too many points to start the season. If Michigan wins by 20, so be it. I don't know how long it's going to take for these guys to get in peak form, but I'll tell you one thing. The Buffalo basketball program is a solid one. Now they got to win by 14. I do agree with your over. I kind of like the dog, though. Usually go the favorite with the over. Small play on Buffalo for me. I'll take it up to 13. Sounds like a nice lucky 13. Give me Buffalo.
All right. Me adding Michigan to Central Michigan only moves at 22 cents.
Yes, that's not enough.
Whatever. I'm going to play it anyways.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Hey, man.
I'm playing.
It's your parlay. Do whatever the hell you want with it. I'm not saying I should just like, see, I was beating down Berman the other night, too. I should just shut up. Do whatever the hell you want to do.
No. Berman was wrong. His picks lost.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
Yeah. Actually, I think he won on Milwaukee. And they covered by like one, didn't they? Anyway,
that's right.
The logic bothered me though, because they lost the one night. You're coming back to them, like no, it's almost. No, you're right though. But
tonight, let's make a pact. Let's just let Berman make his picks without harassment.
I agree. I know it. I think we should be better people.
We'll just say what do you like, and just sit back and say, all right, thank you.
Good luck. Good luck tonight. Yep.
That's a horrible reason. Why you want?
No, we're horrible. We're like the two guys from the Muppets. I know you. We're giving them the Waldorf and Stadler every night.
I thought you got smarter when you told them. You know, I thought you got smarter when you're back to the old Berman.
I don't like that pick. You're the best. No, Berman. No. Like we beat this guy out of emotion.
I know. We're like jackasses.
You didn't even mean to do it. I like Berman. Like the thing is, it's just I don't know what it is.
That's why I like him, because I'm like, no, don't do it, don't do it.
One from the NBA, one from the National Hockey League. Yeah, like I know it's. You're right. Tonight it's going to be Berman. What do you like? Excellent. Yeah.
Yes. Positive. We'll keep our mouth shut. Man, I get confused. Cam, college basketball, college football. I'm scrolling here. I'm trying to put a play in. I'm on the wrong.
You know
sport.
What though? The numbers are right. We talked about the game numbers. Now with all these sports going on, like. You got to have numbers. Anyway, that's just my suggestion. Okay. But,
I'm going over a .153 in Michigan here, Cam. Michigan and Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo could score. That's the one thing that they can do. They can fill the basket. They play an up-tempo game, too. I agree with that over.
Oh, boy, no problem. We went pretty big on these early picks, Cam. Let's get her. Let's get it done. All right.
I'm going to follow you and the Mac tonight with your totals because I got to be honest with you. We were on fire for a couple weeks. Now that this league is that's what the Mac does. It confuses you. You have good couple games. Now it's like
it wasn't terrible. It was like a split four. Yeah. It wasn't terrible.
I like the dogs tonight.
We just didn't sweep the board. I just want to say about
take
Michigan
every dog.
Here.
Every
so
dog.
Michigan tonight. They got Hunter Dickinson back, who's a badass. He could have went to the NBA. He would have gotten drafted, but he was smart enough to realize that, no, you'll be a lottery pick if you go back. So he went back. He didn't need the money. He goes back. Eli Brooks is back. This kid's been there forever, if you remember Eli Brooks. So Brooks has been here forever. So Brooks is a grad student, returning for his fifth season. See, they got some nice leadership here. One thing that Michigan do a great job of too, Cam, is if you'll notice, every year they bring in one transfer, right? Last year it was the kid from Columbia, the point guard kid, right? This time though, they brought in the Sun Belt Player of the Year, Brandon Johns Jr., Coastal Carolina. This kid's a badass. So you throw him in here, man. This kid scored 19 points a game last year in conference play. You drop in here. Michigan also have Caleb Houston is one of the top recruits in the country on their team. Yeah. They're loaded, Cam. I think they're going to win the national championship this year. But there's no use betting them now because you get the same damn odds when March Madness starts. So it's pointless to bet in the future now. With all that being stated, I just think there's going to be points on the board here. So I know Michigan have a great defense, and they played. It was 51-49 when they played UCLA. But it's the first game of the year. I think these kids are going to be running and gunning tonight. And Buffalo can put points on the board. So I'm going to go over to 153 here, Cam, 153.5. That's the pick here.
I agree. As I said, Buffalo plays at a high tempo. They have great athletes and scores. They're a good program. They're probably the best team. Would you not consider them, Gabe, the best team in the MAC? They'll be one or two. They always are. They've been solid, well-coached, good athletes.
They're the favorites this year, I believe, to win a MAC, yeah.
I think they will. And the thing about Buffalo is they're not intimidated by Michigan. They've been to the tournament before. Michigan is a great team. It's the opening game. It worked out for me. I played a couple games last night. Duke, we had Duke together. I took your Peacocks from St. Peter's in New Jersey. So 2-0 in the basketball. I'm going to ride with a dog tonight, Gabe. I just really believe that Buffalo can cover 13.
Hey, last night we swept the board, Cam. Iona covered. I had Kansas. I had Duke. I had the over in the Duke game. 4-0 college basketball. The only thing I lost was my stupid money line parlay, which was a lesson. Don't do that stuff anymore. So let's get into the football
honestly,
here.
We're banning those things now. Think about all the extra money
we
had. Like the guys, they look so easy. They're worse than teasers.
Georgia Tech was the one that cost me. They lost to Miami of Ohio.
I hate the game. I'm telling you, and the thing is, like the extra, like it's fun to laugh at -1800, whatever. One of those teams loses every night because
college basketball.
People do these things all
college
the time.
College football is different, Cam. Basketball, these teams. No, there's no upsets in college football. Hardly. There's no massive. There's rare, like 2-3 year.
Some.
So like
Texas A&M beating Alabama, that's a big upset. Like we see six.
That's one.
Let's just say this: I'm trying to think. Double digit upsets off the top of my head.
The Ducks beat the Buckeyes.
Clemson's lost games outright. Ducks over Buckeyes +14.5. Washington losing to Montana.
But like you said, college basketball, it is a nightly thing. There's
big
so
time.
Many games. It's going to happen. And also, Cam, in college football, there's like football is a sport where the better team wins most of the time, like 99% of the time. Like it's a physical sport. It's hard to get lucky and win a football game unless the refs gave it to you type thing, right? Basketball, dude, there's not a lot of difference between a lot of these schools. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference between a kid on Toledo and a kid on Northwestern? Besides, a kid in Toledo got arrested once or something. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like there's, like, these teams are very – sorry, Toledo.
I know exactly. I'm thinking about all the nice people I've met who are Toledo Rockets alum. Like, this guy, what are you picking on Toledo for?
I'm not picking on him. I'm just saying. Yes. There's a reason why a kid –
I enjoyed it.
Okay, let me ask you something, Cam.
Yes.
Why the hell do you think Antonio Brown was at Central Michigan?
Central Michigan. We all ding, 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 ding. Exactly.
You don't think the Michigan and Antonio? Remember he told us, I got a chip on my coaches. I asked him. I said, hey, I'm a Wolverine fan. What about the Warriors? He goes, they didn't want me. Right? Why do you think? Because the Wolverines are like, this kid, he could be trouble.
It could.
Right? Like that's so. Like there's he ended up in Central Michigan. instead of a Big Ten kid. You know what I mean? Doesn't mean he's not as good. All right, so let's get started tonight. Ball State at NIU. I'm going to put you on a spot here, Mr. Trivia King. It's a good one. Most famous person. Didn't go to the school, but from the town. It's from the same town, Northern Illinois. Famous resident.
David Letterman.
No.
That's the answer.
Good guess.
Didn't he go to Ball State?
Yeah, but the games, I'm talking about NIU, Illinois.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you said, okay, Ball State. Okay, NIU.
Good call with David Letterman, yeah.
Thank you.
Not an alum, but they're from there. They're from the town. Not an alum. Cindy Actor? Crawford, supermodel.
Okay. I wouldn't have got that. So thanks just for telling me instead of wasting 18 seconds.
The only reason I know this, and now I'm able to tell people this, is because I punched in the weather report for the town, and Cindy Crawford's face popped up.
Yeah,
I thought that was strange.
The calm tourist.
It said she's actually the most famous person from the town. That's why.
Yeah, right, so. I would think so. Yeah.
She went to Northwestern, by the way, like all the other snobs. So, she was too good for NIU. Well, yeah, I'm Cindy Crawford. Yeah. I have to go to Northwestern. So, hey, Ball State. So, listen, Cam, it's rainy and windy tonight. Nasty weather there tonight. It is. It's one of those Mac ugly weather games. I think that helps NIU. I think it helps NIU. At home, that's a dreary, bleak place to play, too, bro.
Oh, it's
Ball
very
State
bleak.
A more finesse. I think NIU can grind this sucker out, Cam.
Yeah,
I like NIU plus the points. Give me the whole dog. It's up to 3 right now, too.
So do I. Know what I'm going to do tonight, Gabe? I just looked at the board. I'm taking every home team. Bowling Green, NIU, Central Michigan. I'm a home guy tonight. Stay at home. Home.
All right, so Ball State looking for bowl eligibility. Yes. NIU looking to win the conference. All right? So they're both playing for something here. It's like it's a big-time game here. Tonight. The total is interesting. It's hard to bet an under in this stuff. Like we saw last night, one of them stayed under by 2 points. Because even if they stay under, but weather is kind of a factor here tonight. That's why it came down 3 points this evening. Yet still, man, these kids in the MAC camp, they're used to playing in bad weather. They practice in bad weather. And they don't, they can't tackle.
No, they can't. I'm not betting unders.
Yeah, it's hard. It's just, you know what? I like NIU on the over. We'll go NIU on the over. The next one we'll hit on the other side. Cam's going to go with the Falcons. You give me a Falcon here? Bowling Green. The Falcons. Yeah, yeah.
Green. Falcon. Yeah, let's go. I don't know why, but I'm feeling it.
Give me a rocket. What's a rocket?
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
1983, Marvelous Marvin Hagler retains his world middleweight boxing title with a 15-round unanimous decision over Roberto Duran.
He wouldn't come at me the way how we planned, so I had to change up.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect.
So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
That's what a mark of a good fighter, that you can still change up in the inside. A lot of fighters can't. They're thrown off stride.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Winning isn't a mystery. It's remaking the odds
in your favor
by developing a strategy through deftly applied expert information and insights.
Where do you get this information?
Right here.
Well, duh.
Get the winning edge. You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
All right, we're talking MAC football. Great conference. Wholesome piece of Americana. We're breaking it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart.
Wholesome piece of Americana. You like that pie on the windowsill. That's the Mac, baby.
Yes. Ball State versus NIU, man. It's American pie, Ken. Crawford. Cindy wouldn't be caught dead at this game tonight.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to pay Cindy Crawford like $50,000.
Cindy Crawford. Yeah,
like, I'm cold.
She didn't go to the school. I got to give you credit, great call, though, right away. David Letterman says Ball State. Well, Ball State.
Thank
where'd
you.
Jimmy Fallon go to school? See, that's the thing. No one knows. How the hell would you know? Like, we know David Letterman.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care.
Neither do I. Hey, I'm going to bet right now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Jimmy Fallon went to.
I'm gonna say
Boston U.
I'm gonna say. Give me one here.
I think he's from Boston, so let's see where he go to school.
He didn't go to Harvard, so yeah.
I was gonna say NYU. Yeah, you know he might be one of these Ivy League jerk offs. Yeah, let's see education. College of St. Rose.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
A private Catholic college in Albany, New York.
Yes. Actually, you know what? You know who went to St. Rose? Our buddy Griff, who's the PR guy for the Blue Jays. His kid, he was a catcher for St. Rose. Yeah, in Albany, New York. He tells me all the time. Yeah, it's actually D2 school or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good baseball player. His other kid's scout for the Yankees now. Unbelievable.
Jimmy Fallon is the most famous person that went to this school. All right. Just for the record, I was just saying, Ball State, pretty good right away.
Boom. I'm actually impressed that he went to a small school like that. I thought it'd be something bigger.
I thought I was going to say NYU, but then I realized, he's from Boston, right? So I don't know how the hell he ended up in Albany, but nevertheless. Rocky Lombardi could be out tonight. From what I hear,
Rocky Lombardi. Good old Rocky Lombardi. Yeah, Michigan State former Spartan.
Yeah, blonde kid, Rocky Lombardi. Yeah. You know what though? The other kid's not bad, bro. Like Rocky Lombardi's okay. You know what I mean? Let's be real.
He's pretty statuesque. Let's call it over.
Yeah, Ken. Like, I don't have a problem. Like, basically, I'm not overly concerned.
Yeah. Like, if you say Rocky Lombardi's out, I'm not going to cry and change my bet or anything. I'm like, okay, who's next man up?
Is he officially out, though? Because I thought they were both playing. I thought he was playing, but he's not 100%. Rocky Lombardi.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, Sparty goes to...
went up half a point.
Did it really? Wow.
All right. Oh, here we go. God, see,
is he there?
I found it this fast. Here we go, bro. Rocky Lombardi warming up 3 minutes ago.
Nice.
Beat writer.
Yes,
NIU.
Yeah, that's good. I like those beat
Rocky,
writers.
Rocky's a tough kid.
It's amazing. We got beat writers for the Raptors. These guys are eating popcorn until the third quarter. It's like, guys, we need a starting lineup to gamble with. I don't care about your stupid stuff. God, these guys.
Good job.
Good stuff.
Good job, Matt Gajewski. Kids are on the beat, right on the scene.
He sounds like a Mac offensive lineman, Matt Jagoski.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Boom. I love the Twitter handle here. This is from Stuffing Ward Carif Gobble. Just announced Rocky Lombardi, the starter, 4 minutes ago.
Nice.
Rocky's in. See, everyone in our chat's freaking out. Oh, I hear Rocky's out. Rocky's out. Chill out.
It's not even that big of a deal.
And the backup's fine. They're going to mix it up and stuff. It's fine. They're going to beat them. All right. So, you know what, Cam? This next game, Toledo have sort of been a friend of ours over the years. But, bro, this is a 4-5 football team. Not a great Rockets team. And, quite frankly, Bowling Green, they might be terrible. And they're 3-6 straight up, Cam. But they're 7-2 ATS. How the hell do we get in front of them?
I like
they're
Bowling
7-2.
Green a lot.
All Bowling Green do is cover. And Bowling Green's offense has started to come alive a little bit, Cam, over the last couple of weeks. An explosion in their last game, bro. 56 points at Buffalo. Statement game. They beat the Buffalo Bulls 56-44.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not just betting on Bowling Green.
Going big on Bowling Green.
I'm taking the money line at like plus 350. Done. Oh. This is a game you can win. A MAC game at home. If Toledo goes down in this game, they just might quit. Like that's
listen, I should
like,
know Toledo so are playing deflated. For bowl eligibility, Cam. They're four.
Okay, that's a problem.
They're trying to get the six. They're trying to get the
six. That's a problem.
Or are they? Are the kids just beaten down, like you said?
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know. I don't know. I'm not a shrink, but I'll take, I think Bowling Green, the price is too good. Sprinkle on money line, put like $20 on it, win like 80, yeah, almost like 20, get 100 with your money back. Like, it's not bad, man. Like,
I'm in. I was sort of hedging with this game. I was thinking, you know what, I'll just take the over. I think the total's too light, Cam. It's a MAC total at 50. What the hell's going on here? It's 50 points. I'm taking the over, bro.
That's weird. That
Bowling Green scored 55 in their last game, and Bowling Green can't stop you.
What's the weather like 50. In Bowling Green, Ohio? What's going on here? Like, 50 and a half? That's craziness. Like, no. I don't know, Gabe. That's if the book's like either it's a
great. How about this, Kent? 50 degrees line. And sunny right now. 7 mile an hour winds only. 50 degrees, beautiful. Sunny, seven, beautiful night. I'm going over. I'm sure. All right. If it's a trap, call me Little Timmy. Yeah, get Little Sting Tim. On the phone. Get Sting on the phone and do a benefit for me, Cam, because I'm betting it.
Get Sting on the phone.
I like your style. I like him. I like how you got serious. Yeah, I'm not on the Bowling Green. I can tell right now, I'm getting real about this. Cam's clicking away now. Clicking. Oh, for the records, someone on Twitter had a good call last night. Said that we're probably both loud, but your mic is more sensitive.
Yes. No, and that's true.
Because I've talked about your sensitive mic before.
It's a good point. You hear me. You hear microwave sounds from my kitchen and can tell if I'm doing a patty or like heating up like a
donut. Oh, I can hear you do anything.
Donut. Oh, I know. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm in my kitchen. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I can't.
Yeah, but I have good hearing.
Jamaican patty.
So that's the
No, but too. This microphone is special. Trust me. I leave it on the ground sometimes with the pot up. You can hear, like, if I leave VMix up, I hear the other show loud and clear. It picks up everything. Anyway, right, yeah, listen,
you're right. It's time to click these things. I'm clicking right now. Cam, the game's coming up because let's get to the NBA and everything. Time to click. College football. This is official. Just like Ice-T. You always kept it official. I love those. Car Shield commercials.
Oh, yeah.
When Ice-T
as a former mechanic. As a former mechanic, that's why I call Car Shield. I know the way these guys work.
I'm thinking, how come you don't have Car Shield? You need Car Shield. Use Car Shield. Car Shield was made for you.
I got a muffler hanging on by a coat hanger. I need Car Shield.
They'll cover you up to 150K miles. Are you up to 150K?
My car's worth about $1,000, so I got $149,000 in the bank. Thank you, Car Shield.
You can be in the ad. You'd be sitting there with Ice-T.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just love that guy. There's some dude that used to be, used to be a producer or something.
He does a real job, though. Like, when I listen to him, he does seem like the common man. He's a good mechanic.
I don't even have a car, and he's so convincing I want to buy it.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Ice-T. You believe Ice-T. I'm like, Ice-T wouldn't take money. He's not scamming this. Like,
I agree. Even though Ice-T's on, like, Law and Order or Special Victims, like, he's Car Shield. I believe in Car Shield. I think I'm
Michigan up 21-9 right now on Buffalo.
Ooh. Sounds like the St. Peter's game yesterday. A lot of early scoring.
All right, so time. Let's get in on this football right now. Let's not play around here. All right, early so clicks. NIU. NIU plus 3.
Yes.
Over Bowling. 60.
Yep.
Bowling Green plus the points and the over.
Correct.
We'll get to the other game after. That's at 8 o'clock.
I know who you're taking anyway. But
Go with the chips. When the chips are down, you go with the chips.
Yeah. They have been good. They were good to us last week too. They're very good
to me every week. They're good, dude. This is another reason why I like Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois aren't a track meet team. They lost 52-47 last week and nearly scored at the end against Kent State. Kent State can't stop anybody, bro. They only won that game because they were at home against NIU. CMU will, they're going to trade points, dude. That's a total's like 75.5. It's going to be an Evan track meet later, but I'm just going to get that hot point up to 11, Cam, with the Falcons here, Bowling Green.
Yep. I like it.
All right, here we go. Let me get the picks in. All right, let's go. Oh boy. Put a lot of money in already, Cam. I got to do some money thinking here. All right. All right, let's go 125 a game. 125 a pick. So that's 500.
Man, there's a lot. There's a lot of NBA tonight. One, two.
I know.
Jeez.
Okay, so college.
I remember.
NIU, Northern Illinois plus 3. Ball State, NIU over 60. Toledo, Bowling Green over 50. Bowling Green plus 11. I'm going to go a little bit bigger on that Toledo, Bowling Green over over 50 points. But you talked about it, Cam, the NBA, and I did a lot of prep work because James Young was going to join us, but unfortunately something came up, so we couldn't. Let's jump in right now, Cam. What do you make of this one? Great game tonight. Washington Wizards and the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. Oh, boy, big one tonight. Hard to get in front of the Cavs, buddy.
Washington's hot. Lost Sexton. And that's the thing. But it's kind of like everyone's like, oh, okay, Washington's a lock because Sexton's not there. Really? Why don't you tell the rest of the Cleveland Cavaliers that?
Yeah, this Rubio's a stud.
Down the Knicks. Like, I'm telling you, man, you know what? This line, it's stationary, too, with the loss of Sexton. I'm taking the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. I think Washington will be a heavy play, and I don't want any part of it. It's Cleveland or bust for me. Cam's Cavs, edition three, we're back.
I agree. I totally agree, buddy. And, in fact, here's let's throw it out here. I'm going to take, you know what? It'd normally be like, oh, man, Sexton's out. Bro, Ricky Rubio is balling, all right? And Ricky Rubio is averaging 16 points a game, Cam. It's 13.5 tonight, and there's no Sexton. His scoring is going to go up, dude. Hit the Rubio prop. Point scored tonight, guys. Rubio over 13.5 points scored. Bradley Beal's on fire, so he's going to score tonight. I'm keeping it simple. Ja Morant went over for me last night. We don't got to overthink these things. Bradley Beal over 26.5 points. Ricky Rubio over 13.5. Jared Allen, Cam. Jared Allen, man. This kid is turning into a real baller.
Awesome.
Better than I gave him credit for.
Player.
Named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week. He recorded a double-double in each of his last four games, guys. He's averaging 20.5 points and 16.3 rebounds over his last four games. Prop tonight is 16.5. Wizards are not a good interior team. Give me Jared Allen over 16.5 points, Cam.
I agree with that one, too. I think he'll probably get into the low 20s tonight. Allen, take a look at his numbers, too, Gabe. They're going to be spiking. He's turning into a real baller. You said, this guy is a pro, man. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Real, dude, they're a fun team. Evan Mobley's a stud, too, eh, this kid?
You saw what they did to the Raptors.
I want to take Mobley, too, but
the Raptors won the whole damn game, and the Cleveland just kept on lingering and lingering and lingering. Like, they're a dangerous basketball team now. They're young
and they're not like these new teams, Cam.
Exactly.
They're tough. They're tough, Cleveland.
They are.
Like, they're being built tough. With big dudes, tough dudes, mentally, you know what I mean? They're just sort of, we're like, all right, you're going to play us? It's going to be physical. Like, you want to get the rebound? All right, meet Evan Mobley. All right, you know, Jared Allen, get in there. 16.5 rebounds a game, bro. Killing it. Killing. They got a nice little mix of vets, too. You got Kevin Love. You got Rubio in there. Rubio's talking about how much fun it is to play with these guys. Rubio said that Mobley's, like, one of the best players ever played with. Like, he said, this kid's unreal. And Rubio's been around a while. Rubio's been around a while. I'm taking the Cavs plus the points, plus those props we just gave. We'll give them again. I'm going to take the – and you know, Cam, I'm a Wizard guy. I like the Wizard team. But
I'm not
getting in front of this Cavalier team, buddy.
I'm not either. I want to ask you, too, what about Mobley, 28.5, everything combined?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. I think it's going
to hit it. We'll get his numbers on the other side. My only deal is then I'm going to have every Cav prop to the over here if I play a
little. That's a good point.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
In any Hollywood blockbuster sci-fi disaster movie, when a giant asteroid is hurtling toward the Earth...
Would you please tell us what would happen if this meteor struck us?
Plan A, blow it up.
Yippee-ki-yay.
But in reality, NASA's Planetary Defense Office can calculate the orbit of any Earth-threatening asteroid. So instead of... You can just, decades earlier, give an asteroid a little push. NASA's DART mission launching shortly plans to practice changing asteroid orbits by crashing a spacecraft at 15,000 miles per hour into the non-Earth-threatening asteroid Didymos and its moon.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
To gently change its orbit because, well, someday, maybe, otherwise...
A massive rock would cause a crater 50 miles across and 5 miles deep.
Follow me, at G. Capalbo on Twitter, and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this!
There's listening to Sports Grid, then there's
listening to Sports Grid.
You know you're doing it right when friends ask you about the week's matchups. The wife is happy, and your teenager regards you with quiet awe.
Here's your slippers, Dad.
Keep listening
to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
All right, solid first hour of the program so far. Let's get you caught up to date with our bets. And we still have plenty of games, guys. We're not ignoring games. There's not that much at 7 o'clock Eastern, actually, right now. A couple of football games, and we'll get into everything. So let's start off with the Maction. We're going with NIU plus 3 and NIU Ball State over. Toledo and Bowling Green. Basically, both home dogs, both overs. Okay, nice and simple. I was telling you, that's the best way of putting it. Both home dogs, both overs. NIU plus the points in the over, and Bowling Green plus the points in the over. If you had to ask me what are my favorite ones, I would say NIU plus 3 and the over in the Toledo Bowling Green game.
Yeah, I like Bowling Green. I think they're a hotter team, Gabe, and we're getting 10.5, 11. I'll get it up to 11. And I told you, they had a 340, I think, on FanDuel, plus 340, small sprinkle, kind of like exact score of the game or winning margin, you know. 20, 30 bucks, let's try to hit this money line and win over 100 bucks. I tell you, plus 340 is a good price for a team that can win as an 11-point dog.
Quick NBA props for you here. We'll recap on the other side. You still got time to get in on them, but we're going to take the Cleveland Cavaliers plus the 3 points against the Washington Wizards. We're going to take Bradley Beal to score over 26.5 points. He averages 25 points a game against the Cavs in his career, and he's averaging like 30 points a game. He's you know what I mean? Beal's lighting it up right now. So I'm not going to get in front of Beal. I'll go Beal over 26.5. Sexton out. Ricky Rubio was already averaging a team-high 16 points per game already. Now Sexton is out. That's got to open up more shooting and more scoring opportunities for Rubio. Love it. Down to 13.5. It was 14.5 down to 13.5. Let's go Rubio over to 13.5. Cam, those are your early picks. And oh yeah, Jared Allen over 16.5 points. And I don't hate if somebody would play the rebounds and points combined, Cam, with Allen. He's averaging 20 and 16 a game.
That's what
That's
saying.
36.5.
I think I would go over there as well. We're on the same. NBA, I'm going to take Cleveland Cavaliers. Gabe, I see a 3.5 here now. Jeez, you want to give me 4 with Cleveland?
Then I'll pay a little bit of juice. Four. Yeah. Even
thank
matter.
You. Yeah, four. I'm there. Yeah, give me Cleveland, and I'm with you. Bowling Green plus the 11 and early football action.
Hockey and NBA and on the other side.